It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics are 3 games over .500. They won their third in a row last night, 113-107 over Charlotte at TD Garden. Celtics have tonight off. They visit Detroit tomorrow night. Former Celtics head coach Bill Fitch passed away yesterday evening at the age of 89. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick released a statement yesterday thanking Tom Brady for his 20-year career here and called him the best player of all time. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by SwingJuice.com, a fun lifestyle apparel brand for golfers. Shop SwingJuice.com's new collection of performance polos and quarters and pullovers, as well as golf trucker hats and hoodies. Check them all out at SwingJuice.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tatum beats the first man, gets into the front court. We're down to 7 seconds to go. Tatum finds Rob Williams all alone. Two-hand slam. They don't foul Tatum. That's essentially surrender. Rozier, his lob deflected. It comes to LaMelo Ball. His layup is no good. Clock hits triple zeros. And the Celtics in a game they had to win in the conference. The kind of game that early in the year kept getting away over and over and over again. They close strong. They hold off the Hornets. And the Celtics finally move to 3 games over .500. The final score, Boston 113, Charlotte 107.
Hey, we're the Toucher and Rich radio program. Brad Stevens is brought to you by UMass Global. UMass Global is a military-friendly and yellow ribbon university with more than 60 years of serving those who serve. Learn more at umassglobal.edu. That's umassglobal.edu. Brad joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Brad Stevens.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
It's a three-game winning streak. Is there... At what point do you start celebrating during the regular season? Is there a win streak total that maybe the bubbly, like the Aste Spumante comes out and you start enjoying the finer things in life?
You know what? I don't even think about it. I don't even think about the winning streak or if we've lost a couple in a row or if we've lost the last game, whatever the case may be. I just really want to see us moving towards the best version of ourselves and playing good basketball. It's enjoyable to watch when we share the ball and we defend the way we've been defending and, you know, we play together. You know, you play together on a string. That's kind of the whole point of the game. And so, you know, I'm excited to watch when we play like that, regardless of result. It's nice to get a couple of, or have a, you know, pretty good run here since the new year started, but you know, there's still a lot of work to be done and we dug ourselves enough of a hole with a lot of our close losses that, you know, we need to grab a few of these.
Well, this has made, I mean, this success. And if you look at it, it's kind of wild. I mean, the Celtics, I just looked it up. So they've won 10 of their last 14 games. They have the best defensive rating and field goal percentage defense in the NBA since Christmas. I mean, defensively, they've been really good. Some of these games have been blowouts. Marcus Smart's plus minus over the past streak of games is just like
his defensive
rating, off the charts.
Defensive rating in January, the best in the NBA.
So, but this is a weird situation because we're going into the trade deadline next week, and you, of all people, have to take a look at this team as a whole. And now is where you can't just say, you know, I don't even know the streak. You actually have to look at these numbers. and figure out, you know, what do you, what means more to you right now with the trade deadline? Is it the last 2 weeks or the last 2 years? Like, do you look at where they are and how they've been playing most recently, or do you take a look and say, you know, this is many of the same major pieces, and yet over the past 2 years we've had these roller coasters. Just when you think things are going well, it crashes, and just when you think it's bad, we go back up. What do you put the most stock in with the trade deadline?
Well, first of all, again, it goes back to what I said a few weeks ago. Every decision we make has to be focused on, does that decision give us a chance, the best chance at the next banner, right? And so that ultimately is the call. It's not as focused on how your team is necessarily playing in the moment. It's focused on what is the best thing to be able to be in the mix and hang the next banner. I think the thing that, you know, and you just said a couple of years, I mean, really it's only been a year, right? So it's been since we started last year. We were 36-36. That season didn't even start till Christmas. And so it's been 13 months where it's been, inconsistent from a results standpoint. I think the hardest part of that 13 months has been evaluating through this kind of COVID timeframe. And yeah, I talked to one of my friends in football and kind of going through the postseason and reassessing kind of where their team was. And it's a hard thing to do with, you know, sometimes you're playing fully healthy against teams that don't have any of their starters. And sometimes you don't have any of your guys, and you've got 3 10-days that you just signed and just arrived yesterday that are in the building. And so it has been a difficult time to say this is exactly who each team is. You know, we're not alone in that. But I've got a good idea of what we can be when we're at our best. We thought that we would shoot it a little bit better heading into the season, and that's kind of borne out over the last 18 games. I think we're 8th or 9th in the league since the start of the new year, shooting threes. And I knew that we'd be great defensively if we all were connected and on a string. And probably the most encouraging thing as I watch our team recently is that, and Ime's done a really good job schematically with the defense. And, you know, I think that some tweaks to some matchups and the way that we put Rob and different things so that he can be a roamer and a protector at the rim more than a guy that's necessarily always exactly in the play have been really helpful. And, as a result, we've got a bunch of guys flying around and really guarding it at a uniquely high level. You know, I've had a lot of good teams here defensively, but this group has a chance to be unique to even those teams. And so I'm excited about that. So you look at it and you say, okay, we're getting pretty good in the area where we can separate ourselves, which is on that end of the floor. The shooting is, water's finding its level a little bit shooting wise. At the start of the year, it was just really tough, but our bench has shot well all season, especially, Schroeder, Richardson, and Williams. And I think that, I think that we'll continue to improve. But as far as like assessing the team at the trade deadline, I think it's more about what's the best thing for us to give us our next best chance to win at the level we want to win at.
Well, as constructed right now, is this roster good enough to win a championship?
I think that we have, I think the way that I'll answer that, because I don't want to be the person that either over exaggerates us or limits us. The best way to answer it is I think we can go into every game and we should, especially when we're full like we are, we should know that if we do our jobs really well, we play really hard and we share the ball, then we have a really good chance at being successful. And I think that's the way you look at it. For for me, I don't look at, you know, everybody else can talk about the end in mind, and certainly that should drive all of our decisions in the big picture, and that's what we have to make these calls on around the trade deadline. But as far as when you're playing and coaching and the goal of winning and how you win, you just focus on that task that night. And so that's where I would say, like, I do think that if, let's just say, we were fortunate enough to ride a good wave, get into the playoffs and play against, you know, anybody, I think that we would be a really tough team to beat when we're playing the right way.
Would you believe that your defense is good enough to carry you to that level?
You need to be able to do both at the higher level. I mean, we got to prove offensively to get to the level where you're in the mix. I think that that's real. I think that some of that can be done internally. And I think, you know, obviously you're always looking to improve. But I do think that just generally, you know, in the big picture, you know, you got to be – it's pretty rare that you don't have a top five offense and defense and have a chance, right? And so right now our defense is at that level and our offense is not.
What does this team need right now? When you look at the needs going into the trade deadline, like what do you think is something that this team could use?
Again, I'm looking at the big picture. What is our next best chance of winning a championship?
The benefit of this team,
like our organization, the program in general, you know, all of those things. And so, you know, as far as every team could use unbelievable players, like those guys are hard to get. Those guys are very, 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 very slow to move. And so you got to do your best to find great fits that accentuate those guys on both ends of the court. And again, I think that, you know, between the coaching staff and the players defensively, I think it's been a really good, you know, we've made a lot of really good moves, and as far as those guys have like figured out how to be extremely disruptive and use those strengths on that end, and we do accentuate each other on that end of the floor, and we just got to continue to work hard to do that on the other end more and more, which we've done recently. So we'll see.
So Brad, when the team is going through a slump, there's always talk about this team needs a leader in the locker room. And know what we've been hearing over this, you know, very good streak of basketball that the team has been in the middle of, there's been stories about how Jaylen Brown has, over the past, I guess since Christmas, become more vocal and taken more of a leadership role. Are you seeing that specifically, that Jaylen Brown has stepped up? And what are you seeing behind the scenes? And is there somebody taking a role that has kind of helped them, I guess, stay consistent at least?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think whenever you're going through tough times, I mean, there's always, you know, people are probably going to overreact. And then when you're playing a little bit better, people are probably going to overreact. And so it's just kind of the world we live in, right? I think that ultimately what you want to do is maintain a consistency and an approach about you that, you know, regardless through the good and the bad, that person's there for you and they're next to you and they're there to compete with you. And Jaylen's always been that way, you know? And so, you know, I guess because I've been with him for 5 years or 6 years and, you know, I've seen him every day and seen his work every day. Like, you know, I've always thought that he was good with being a vocal person and leading and leading by example with his work and all of those things. And so I don't see like a enormous change from my perspective. Now, I'm not in every team meeting or every film session, so maybe that has changed a little bit in that regard. But, you know, he's a competitor. He wants to win. You know, and I don't think we can discount that, you know, he missed 14 games at the start of the year here. And so, you know, when you talk about like evaluating this year and this team, you know, it was difficult to really evaluate December in particular because Jaylen missed a bunch of games early through our toughest stretch of the season. And then it was just the you know, not knowing who was going to play and flying guys in and out and, you know, just waiting for the next COVID test to pop positive was just it was a month like no other from the standpoint of trying to evaluate, you know, if you're any good or not. And so, but Jaylen's done a good job. Jason's done a good job. And Marcus has played really well and done a good job. You know, Rob's ascension continues to be, you know, a huge, huge boost. So we'll see what happens. Again, I think, you know, we're playing well, so that's a good thing.
All right, so there was obviously, because you live in this region, a nice blizzard we had the other day, and there are there's legendary stories about Bill Belichick and the way that he would, if you showed up late, he would warn everyone. Like, I mean, he would say, listen, weather forecast says on this day there is going to be a massive amount of snow. You have no excuses to not prepare and be here at whatever it is, 8 a.m. when practice starts. How much, when you were a coach, how much of a disciplinarian were you when it came to snow days with this team?
You know what's funny is because we have so many games, a lot of our days are like, you know, film, get what you need, you know, light walkthrough or light practice and move on. So we have a little bit more flexibility as far as versus maybe a football team that has a structure and a routine of preparing for one game every seventh day. And that's how they do it. And if that structure or routine gets out of whack, then that's probably pretty significant. You know, for us, we're so used to doing everything on the fly throughout the year. So I would say that we would look at the weather and, you know, adjust our practice time by, you know, one way or another.
Oh, you're soft. You're soft. Brad, come on. That's
indoor sports.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
The thing that I would tell you is if anybody slid off the road, I wouldn't feel very good about myself. So
that's
I'm
right. Bill's a murderer. Brad, the important question is when the day comes that you retire from basketball, will you thank the people of New England?
You guys are tough.
Will you thank the people that have supported you through all of this, Brad? Are you gonna leave us in the dust like Tom Brady did?
Well, first of all, you know, I think that it's obvious in the past, and I think, I don't know what he did when he left 2 years ago, right? But I thought he did like a huge thing and he's super appreciative, and that's obvious. And you know, like,
is he though?
Like, and so the other thing that I would say, and you know, obviously everybody's still a huge fan of his. I would say that whenever I move on and leave, I will thank everybody that's had a huge impact, but I don't think anybody's going to care when I move on and leave versus like a guy like Tom Brady. So and I don't have Instagram anyway, so it probably will go on deaf ears.
No, listen, you'll have to do something old-fashioned, like carry
pigeon. But I'm definitely appreciative of both Indianapolis and New England and all of the great times we've had.
Thank you. Well, finally, someone with a little class. Brad Stevens, there you go. President of the whole shebang over there with the Boston Celtics. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, guys. Be well.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you.
This is just weird. I knew this was going to happen. Like, you're just certain what this team is, and then all of a sudden they go on this really good streak, and I just have a feeling that hands are going to be sit on, and then all of a sudden it's going to go back to what it was. I just have this horrible feeling, and I don't even know if, because I mean, you almost get pulled in because you see how well everything is working. You see that Marcus Smart is playing more as a facilitator than a shooter.
Yeah,
you see that a game like last night where it wasn't even Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown; it was the bench.
It was Richardson,
and you're like, whoa, okay, well, then there's that thing that seems to be working now. I mean, everything seems
shorten
to be
up
working.
The rotation. You don't have Nesmith, Langford, or Pritchard playing at all, it's working.
You almost want a disaster at the trade deadline that just makes the message super clear.
Trade deadline's in a week. And they have two very winnable games this weekend and a Brooklyn team that has spun into a ditch next week.
Because that's a Brooklyn team that just has taken February off.
Yes.
But what I'm
saying is three more wins in a row are certainly possible.
And then here we are
a week from today with six straight wins.
And my worry is that it's going to make them look better than they actually are. And to be honest, this is a tough decision for Brad Stevens. It's tough. I mean, when you look at what Marcus Smart's been doing over the last like several weeks, it's pretty unbelievable. And and obviously everyone speaks highly of him. I don't know if it's to boost his trade value or what. But this is one of those times where I just got this dread feeling, and it's because it's happened over and over. They're going to go past the trade deadline. Nothing's going to happen, and they're going to get knocked out in the first or second round, and that's it. And I'm not saying that one trade will fix everything. Well, it won't.
You remember, in
all seriousness, I got my Wordle on my sixth try.
Well, that's good.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
So that's been accomplished.
You were constructive during that interview.
Thank you. I was.
Good. I'm very happy for you.
I played a brain game. Yes. I got it on my sixth try.
Good for you.
People that are saying they got it on their second try, that's no way. It was too hard a word. But listen, we are running late. But thank you to Brad Stevens. And to the Celtics, who have won three games in a row.
10 of their last 14. And they've been the best defensive team in the league since Christmas.
Defense, even if you're a casual fan, defensively.
Well, tell it to Joe Murray, who you pissed off already today, John Wallach. So true. There you go. Let's see you try Wordle. Probably lose every time, you jackass. All right, we'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.